Welcome to day four, lesson four. This lesson is entitled Desperation. One thing I see happening today is that people are buying into the idea or choosing the perception that if they feel uncomfortable or unsure about their identity, they can just change it. We clearly see gender identity being attacked by special interest groups and the media. We see an internal conflict emerging, and we call it gender dysphoria. But the physical body is only one aspect of identity, because it's only one aspect of the three-part human person. I thought it might help to discuss some of the important questions that should be asked when reflecting on altering our body in response to a sense of misalignment. Will our body and emotions be able to reconcile the changes that we're thinking about making? What about our spiritual identity? Will we have to change our beliefs about God and about Scripture in order to secure alignment? People change a lot over time. Our experiences change us, time changes us, the frailty of our body changes us, loss changes us. What if life causes us to change and we grieve our decision to alter our body to align with gender or with something that is no longer valid? Can it be changed back? What will we lose that we can't reclaim? The desperation people experience as they struggle with a sense of misalignment is tragic, and it can be very disorienting. Unfortunately, the world's answer to the dilemma can end in even deeper despair. The problem's really the same one that Eve faced. We begin to believe something is missing. We may believe we lack beauty, money, approval. Our fame may be fading. A newer model may have arrived in our social circle. We begin to try to find a way to create or make up for what we think we lack. I remember telling God one day that it didn't seem fair that every woman in my family had thick, beautiful hair and I did not. I had the perception of lack. As virtuous women of God, we need to look to the Word of God for our self-worth and not compare ourselves with other women. There will always be someone prettier or smarter or more athletic or skinnier. We have to rely on the love and compassion that Jesus displayed toward women so that we can understand our value to Him. We look to the precious Holy Spirit to help us respond to the questions that are being raised by the current culture. The Holy Spirit will always point us to Jesus, who is the only way, the only truth, the only life. Jesus holds the only answer that will end in blessing. Proverbs 10:22 says, "The blessing of the Lord," I love this verse, "it maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow to it." The freedom and safety and blessing that comes as the world's dust is shaken off of us and we're able to embrace wholeness and life in Christ Jesus causes us to cry out, "Hallelujah!" It expresses the joy of being quickened, revived, repaired, restored, made whole. I welcome you today to think about the things that you are contemplating or that friends are contemplating, ways that you are considering bringing alignment to your life, to make it so you don't have that unrest in your soul or your emotions are not distraught and stressed out. Think about the things you're considering that may not be God's ways to rectify the situation. Look to the Word of God and pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see God's way. God's way always brings blessing. It always brings blessing. I pray for you today that you will find alignment in your spirit, your soul, and your body. And that if you've already made decisions that seem to be permanent, that you understand that God is able to restore anything and anyone. He may not be able to change your body. I tore my ear when I was trying to wear really heavy earrings. I could go and have surgery, but it's expensive. So it's not that God's going to heal my ear and make it so that it's put back together again. But it is that He has allowed me to see that that's just not important, and that most people don't notice it, and that those who do, if it matters to them, then they're probably not the people that I need to be associating with. At any rate, I pray for you as I pray for myself, that God will help us to really feel comfortable in who we are, that we'll be able to have our spirit, His spirit in us, align with our soulish emotions and will, and that our body will be seen for what it is, a beautiful temple of the Holy Spirit, and not something that we have to try and change to make it fit with what the world says it should be. God bless you today. Have a good rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow.